What does God really mean to you? When I mean by God, I do not mean by specifically any name and form of God. I am looking primarily at consciousness. Consciousness does not have any name and form. Consciousness takes all names and all forms. Consciousness is beyond ego. So how do we get there? And that's what we are going to focus on today. That's the practice all about. So with all the practices that we have been doing until today, this should enable us, help us to accomplish this feat, or at least get very close, nearly close to associating or to identifying with the Divine Self. Welcome to Agar Meditation, and let us start this session today. So as always, the first thing that we do is to relax ourselves and to ground ourselves so that we are ready for this session. So if you are sitting on a chair, make sure that your feet are next to each other. Don't crisscross them. Your feet are next to each other, and do not use the backrest. Move away from the backrest of the chair. If you are sitting in a couch, a sofa, then I would suggest you to move to the edge of it so that your knees are below the level of your hips. This is required so that your back is straight. If you are sitting on the ground, please do not choose a backrest, as a wall as a backrest or any other form of backrest. I would suggest you to sit on a platform or a blanket that is rolled so that your hips are about 2 to 3 inches above the ground. So that way your back will straighten up. This is required so that we can allow the energy to flow freely in our body. While you're getting ready, we just have a few tips. Now here, it's important for you to not cross your legs while sitting on a chair, because we have to allow the energy to flow freely. It has to come through us, to us and through us, and go wherever it has to go. While you're sitting on the ground, it's absolutely fine for you to sit cross-legged. This is necessary primarily because the circuit completes itself while we are sitting cross-legged. It enters our body and leaves. But when we are sitting on a chair and sitting cross-legged or crossing our legs, then the energy does not exit. It will cause pain in your legs. So, which is why it is necessary to sit properly. So make sure that you are not using the backrest. All right, now this is an audio only session. There are no videos here. So please switch off your video, because that will improve the bandwidth and improve your audio reception. Well, let us begin our first practice of calming ourselves. So sit with your body, your neck and your head straight, but not stiff. Imagine, think, visualize or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. You can imagine a golden circle. If you can't imagine, you can think, or you can even tell yourself that I am sitting in a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. If you just threw your arms on the sides at shoulder level and open your fingers, that's the diameter of the circle you are sitting in. This is called your inner space, which means that this is the space inside you, which is sacrosanct, which is your garbhagriha, which is where you exist and your divine self exists. You're not going to allow anyone into this space. This space is yours. In front of you, think, imagine, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can imagine any name and form of God or Guru or anybody or anything. You can visualize the sun, you can visualize a ball of energy, or you can visualize any name and form of God. From here, visualize, feel, Imagine or think several different multicolored ribbons hanging all at your arm's length. In your inner scene, see yourself getting out of your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, any restlessness, any mental clutter, any urgency that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may feel in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories, and negative experiences. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any weakness, or even a sense of tiredness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this love deeply. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else you wish to release. Now continue to breathe in this energy. As you breathe out, share this love with all of creation. To intensify this feeling of love, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Observe whether this flower is a bud, has blossomed, or whether it is wilted. Either way, order these flowers to come into full bloom. And breathe in the love from the higher consciousness through this flower. Let it fill your heart. And as you breathe out, direct the love that you're receiving from the higher consciousness to all of creation. Direct them to your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances, your family members. Direct them to your pets, the plants in your garden, the trees in your community. Direct the love that you are receiving from the higher consciousness to all of creation. Direct the love to people whom you think need healing. People who are sick. People who are tired. People who are mentally or emotionally disturbed. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. It's always better to start your daily and regular meditation with this practice, which really calms your mind and makes it that much easier to connect within. While we learn to connect to God, it is important for us to rise above the ego, which means that we must necessarily rise above expectation. Do not expect God to appear in front of you. If he does, or if she does, or if it does, that's great. But that's not what we are here for. We are here to have an inner experience, an inner experience of connecting with divinity. We are all born divine. The only difference is that we have forgotten it. We have fallen into the ego of me and mine, and in the ego of doing, where we feel that you need to do something to be happy, you need to do something to feel love, you need to do something to connect to God. The only thing that you have to do, if at all, to connect to God is to stop the doing. When you stop doing, you connect to God because you just fall back into godliness. That's how simple it is. But it's not easy. That's because we are so familiar with the doing that not doing seems to be a non-idea. You wonder how. But the whole objective of connecting with the higher consciousness or with divinity is to just stop doing. As long as you're in the mind, then God is a concept. He's got two hands, four hands, two heads, one head, four heads, six heads, five hands, five heads. I mean, you can describe, you have umpteen and countless number of descriptions. That is what the mind does. It just creates attributes upon attributes and then brings out multifarious forms. I'm not telling you that these forms are not good or not necessary. At some level, they do become necessary because we need a substrate and we need something to hold on to, something to bind our faith with. And for us to bind our faith, we need something that is above us, more powerful than us, something that we can, somewhere we can reach out to, somewhere we can talk our problems to, someplace we can cry, someplace we can find solace. And that's why we created this name and form of God. But what's more important is to connect to the formless, which is who we really are. So we are the divinity that we are searching. We are the God we are looking for. But the only difference is that the moment we say we, then we think each one thinks me, this body. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the sum total of the existence. We're talking about the higher consciousness which exists in each one of us, is what we are after. That's where we want to connect. And to connect to that, you have to just drop your ego, drop your expectation, drop your curiosity, and you just have to yearn, you just have to be childlike to be able to connect to God. So let's attempt that. We're going to do it in maybe two or three stages. So now, keep your back, your neck and your head straight. We are going to receive God. So if you're going to receive a friend, a best friend, you're going to receive that person into your house, you're going to have a smile on your face. I want you to, first of all, have a smile on your face, a childlike, innocent smile on your face. And that's how you're going to receive God. So please have a smile on your face. And now, let your eyes be downward, in a downward gaze, and keep your eyelids closed. This is primarily to prevent any thoughts from manifesting. When your eyeballs are in a downward gaze, then you lock the mind. You do not allow any visualizations to happen. And now I want you to breathe in and breathe out and start feeling the breath in your nostrils. Be alert, be aware of the breath in your nostrils. When God appears, He does not appear in name and form. He does not appear in any form that you would like or you think He should appear. He may appear as a beautiful fragrance. He may appear as a shudder in your spine. He could just enhance your smile. He could just make you tear up. You would not feel anything, but you'll just have tears rolling down your eyes. And you could be simply happy for no reason. You could be giggling joyfully. You could just feel a rush of love in your heart. They are just, He or it knows how it has to manifest. So we are not going to describe how it has to happen. So enjoy the experience. So have a smile on your face. Keep your back, your neck and head straight. Breathe in and out of your nostrils. And now, talk to God. Tell it, You are in the moment. I am coming to the moment. Please reveal yourself. Now I want you to get your breathing to, you're watching your breath to become a little more intense. I want you to watch the breath very closely. Talk to God. I ask you to reveal yourself in a way that I can recognize. You just have to say it once. God listens very closely. You do not have to repeat. Just focus on your breathing. Watch it very closely. God, you are in the moment. I'm coming to you. Please reveal yourself in a way that I can feel you. Do not search for him. Just watch your breath very closely. Do not expect anything. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Relax yourself. Does anyone want to share? You can raise your hand. It's at the bottom of your screen. Alright, so let us go forward to the next meditation. Again, keep your eyes in a downward gaze. Continue to keep your back, your neck and your head in a straight line. It is important for us to keep our spine straight because the mind is like a waterfall just at the tip of your nostrils. Just imagine a waterfall just at the tip of your nostrils. The moment you slouch forward even a little, you get into the mind and you will see there will be a rush of thoughts that will fill your mind. So which is why it is important to stay away from it, and for that you need to keep your spine, your neck and head erect. If your spine, if your head is jutting forward, then you just have to raise your shoulders and roll it backwards and you will see your neck will come back straight. It'll be effortless and possible. Now let's get to the second meditation. Keep your eyeballs in a downward gaze. Hold on to the ribbon that you held on in the beginning. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Ask your higher consciousness to raise your core vibration to the source vibration. Again, watch your breath very closely. While you're watching your breath, I want you to ask this question, but again, do not look for an answer and do not expect anything. Ask, who am I? Be alert, aware, and observe. Ask the question, who am I? If your mind begins to wander, just bring it back by asking, who am I? Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. Does anyone want to share? Feeling sleepy while meditating. It's important to keep your neck, your head and your back straight so you'll feel calm. The moment you slouch, you'll feel sleepy. It's normal. Yes, Umesh.
Good evening, Coach.
Yes, good evening.
But doing this today's meditation, I'm continuously hearing a buzz sound, an insect type buzz sound.
Okay. Just observe it. Don't make anything out of it. Just observe it.
Okay.
So we should not try to make anything out of anything because that amounts to ego. We have no idea what happens. But what's important is for you to know what happens in the very end of this lifetime. And that's the whole reason why we are meditating. What is familiar to us is thinking, identification. I am so-and-so. Identity. And thinking, the power of thinking, it comes from the ego. That is so familiar to us that we are so careless about our thinking. When we are about to leave this planet, leave this plane, the first thing that happens is that our thinking is taken away from us. So you want to think, but you've forgotten what thinking is like. You want to speak, but you've forgotten what words are like. What is familiar to you is taken away from you. When that happens, fear sets in, because what is most familiar to you is taken away from you. That's how life comes to an end. Because when you leave the body, there are no words, there are no thoughts, there are no feelings. You just are the Divine Self. But if you carry a baggage, you're sent back into another life to work out your karma so that you can come back, drop all of it, and then merge with the Divine. But until you do that, you're going to come back over and over and over again, which you have already done a million lifetimes or more. But now is the time that you need to work on yourself, that you need to wake up and realize who you really are. You're not this person with your name and form. That's not you. You're definitely not your thoughts. You're definitely not your perceptions and your concepts. You're definitely not the mind. And you're definitely not the emotions. So who are you? So I just want to ask a question. When you ask the question, who are you? How many of you, for a split second, felt that blankness in the head? How many of you? For a split second, that's the real you. The nothing is the real you. Everything else, it's just name and form, it's just ego. The real you is nothing. Nothing has two, it's paradoxical. Nothing means no one thing, which means it's everything. And nothing also means it's a deep abyss. Both of them mean nothing. So you are everything, and at the same time, you're nothing. How can this be? You are just that. You are life. You are death. You are everything. That's real you. But to realize that, you have to get to this point where there is nothing. And the simplest way is to just focus on your breathing. Make it more and more intense, which means that you're just focusing on that micro millisecond of breath. To that point, or even more, just going to make that focus so sharp that you will catch God. In that moment is silence. in that moment is nothingness. In that moment is everything. When you're in that moment, you just know who you really are. And you will see that the one that is you is the one that is everything. Whether it is an animal, a plant, a tree, whether it is a gadget, you will see the same thing makes everything. There's nothing separating anything from anything. You will see all of it just being one. That experience. When you have that experience, then you no longer fear death. You no longer have fear of the future because you know that it's just me. Everything just a reflection. Everything just is. This realization, when it comes, that's when we transcend our personal selves. There is spontaneous healing when you realize who you really are. So let's get back to one final meditation now. Just experience joy. God is love, God is joy, God is happiness. So let us experience this joy. Keep your back, your neck, and your head straight. Hold on to the ribbon. Ask your higher consciousness to send relaxing energy to calm the mind, calm the senses. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any noise, any buzz, any ringing, or any other feeling that you have in your sensory organs or in your body. Again, bring a smile on your face. Ask God to send its healing energies to you. Breathe it in. Breathe out all pain and distress, any expectations that you may be carrying within you. Imagine you are standing in the center of a field which has several multicolored, fresh, fragrant, blossomed flowers. Now put your hands, bring your hands in front of your chest as if you're going to hold a bunch of flowers. Breathe in deeply. And watch as so many flowers manifest between your two hands. As you breathe out, give it to your reflection. Give it to what you see opposite of you. Do you see yourself? Do you see your spouse, your children, your parents, someone you love, a friend? An acquaintance. And if you see someone you don't love, someone you dislike, please send these flowers to them. This is an internal experience. They don't exist in front of you right now. So send these flowers to them. And every time you breathe in, multiply the flowers. As you breathe out, send these flowers out. Do not expect anything in return. come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Does anyone want to share? You can raise your hand and mute and share. Getting back to God is the simplest thing that we can do. The only thing that you have to do is to stop. Stop right now. And God is here right now. But we have this belief that God is in the future because we are so caught up doing things for an outcome. God is not an outcome. God is just here and now. God is not an outcome of your practice. Divinity is not an outcome of your practice. Divinity just is. You just have to stop. So all the practices that we are doing are only to stop. That's the fundamental part. So it does not matter which religion you belong to. It does not matter which God or which name and form of God you worship. It just simply doesn't matter, because when you stop, you are in God. And God doesn't care which religion you belong to. He doesn't care. He doesn't even care whether you love God or not, because God is all there is. We are existing in God. There is no outside of God. So there are all kinds of vibrations here. The vibrations which you identify as nasty, as horrible, as dirty, unclean, and the vibrations of joy, love, bliss, everything is here. And God says, I am everything. He says, I'm everything. You think of dirt, I'm there. You think of rubbish, I'm there. You think of filth, I'm there. You think of bliss, I'm there. You think of the sky, I'm there. You think of the waters, I'm there. You think of everything, anything, I'm there. All you have to do is stop. It's so simple, but it's not easy, because we expect. We just have to stop expecting. Just stop expecting. That's all. What's important is to send the flowers. It is important because you have to end the negativity inside you. And God is not something separate. God is in everything. It's not something separate. So while you're giving to anyone, you're giving to God. He's not something separate. He's never separated. He or she or it has never separated. It's your belief that it's separated. Your belief that you need to connect to God. It's your belief that you need to sit in meditation to connect to God. But it's necessary for us to get back to that quietness, which is why we have this practice of sitting in meditation. But if not, it's not necessary. You can be in God all of the time. So please practice every day. Please practice every day connecting, falling back into godliness. When you do that, you will see that everything that you ever wanted to happen, everything that you ever needed in your life, you will simply arrive, because God, as Paramahamsa Yogananda says, God has an inferiority complex. So to make you come to Him, He'll fulfill all your desires. But don't fall back on the desires. Don't create more desires, because that's a trap. So you just have to know that if everything is happening, it's because of Him. So instead of desiring this and that, why not desire Him? Get to the source. So before we end, just want to know, are there any questions? Or else we'll end this session quietly. And then you can relax if you wish. Because today's vibration has been awesome. It's been really good. Well, we'll practice this and more while we are in Varanasi. We'll practice a lot of these. You will enjoy, because that vibration is phenomenal out there. Because you'll be out of your comfort zone. You'll just be there in the zone where everything merges. And connecting to the divine is really easy in such places. Well, thank you very much for making today's session happen. Thank you very much. I'm grateful to all of you for turning up in such good numbers. Meditate every day. This is necessary. The world needs light. The world needs love. The world needs a lot and lots of happiness. And that's how this earth will heal itself. The earth has been abused beyond measure. So we just have to come back to the source and shed more light to this world so she can heal herself. Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a beautiful weekend.